Hello, my name is JT, and I am 36 years old. Today is March 2nd, and I'm speaking with Gloria, who is my wife. We are recording this interview in St. Louis, Missouri. So, to begin, tell me about your happiest moments this year.
My happiest moments this year. The first one is when we were done with all of the wedding stuff. And after we were done being around other people, when we were in that Airbnb in Austin, it was so nice to just be alone. That was a really happy and a relaxing moment, you know. Other happiest moments this year. In this past year of our relationship, I presented some work at Lynx Hall. And although I'll forever be unhappy with some of the work, I was really happy to present it and to be able to talk to the audience afterwards and feel their emotions after it. That was one of my happiest moments, and being able to pay a lot of artists to perform in that piece, that was really, really nice. Really, really happy.
That's great.
Mm-hmm.
So on the flip side, can you tell me about one of the more difficult moments in your life this year?
Everything about leaving Chicago has been very, very difficult. It's been hard to try to figure out where I fit in this new city, to try to go back and forth with, like, really trying to enjoy St. Louis versus just trying to, like, find my rhythm regardless of what city I'm in, it's been difficult to move, and it's been difficult to just kind of face myself knowing, like, I'm not as successful as I wanted to be by now. I wanted it to not matter what city I live in, you know, for me to be able to work and also just to enjoy myself, to travel. If I'm really down on my city, I can't really do those things. And it's been difficult to move and feel less of a financially solvent adult. That's been really, really difficult. So that's been like a personal difficulty. The most difficult thing really was the wedding. Difficult, it came together. I don't know, that was one of the biggest stresses. I really, really felt it physically.
What was difficult about it?
The difficult thing about the wedding, I feel like, was trying to maintain a sense of self in all these other people's traditions, and at the same time trying to honor traditions while making sure as much as possible that we honor ourselves, and to try to be truthful throughout the entire process. So even on the little things that seem unimportant for some people, it would really stress me out to try to make sure that it was done in a way that I could affirm, you know, 20 years from now. So that might be like, I'm trying to think of something. My dance with my dad. That was stressful for a lot of reasons, but one of them was just trying to make sure that my dad could have fun and at the same time that I wouldn't look like an idiot. That was stressing me out. It was stressing me out, all of the wording and every little thing in our Congolese ceremony, making sure that I had information and that my parents shared information with me. Yeah.
Well, lots of things sounds like that were difficult.
Yeah, but those are the two big things. It's being thrust into this new space, which forced me to like just do a little personal inventory, a personal census, and not liking what I found, and then also trying to get married and trying to have a wedding that I was proud of for the ideology in it.
So you mentioned not being as successful as you would have liked to have been. What does success look like for you? What did you imagine for yourself and where you would be now?
I think one of the biggest things, at least art-wise, is I would have hoped that I would be a better choreographer now than I was 5 or 6 years ago. And I might be slightly better right now, but I definitely think my ability as a choreographer has deteriorated in the past year or so. And my ability as a dancer has definitely deteriorated. So that really, really bothered me to feel like the path to success in those areas, I'm losing all of the resources that I feel like make me so suc would make me successful. And then another part of it is the entrepreneurship aspect. I've been running myself as my own business for about 7 years, but I'm still kind of running things like it's my like second year of business, you know, in terms of the finances of things, not necessarily the organization, but I'm seeing that now more as a marker of success than I would have in the past. And part of that is not strictly the finances, but the stability and security. Because I would love to have a little bit more stability, would love to be able to come up with these big ideas and be able to hire 6 dancers without worrying about it, you know? Yeah. That really is like a big marker. If I just have hiring power and production power, power. Yeah.
Well, hopefully those things are coming. I want to go back. You've already talked about this a little bit in the difficulties. But I'm wondering if you could talk a little bit about our wedding day and what you experienced, but our wedding days, what the experience was like for you. Both the good and the bad. I know we've talked a little bit about the bad, but I'd be interested in hearing just your reflections on the day.
The wedding, people say that, you know, it's the bride's day, you know, and I hated that from the beginning because I thought that that really skewed the intention of the day, and no matter what, people are going to be how they're going to be at a wedding. And so we had 2 days of wedding. At the Congolese wedding, oh man, it started off like just like a sitcom-y kind of moment, like a 20s and 30s sitcom. Because we arrived at my parents' house, right? And you had your clothes upstairs, I had my clothes upstairs, and so we went to the two different rooms, and I was there with some of my wedding attendants who were helping me get ready and get dressed and everything. And I go to put on the like layers of like support undergarments, and I found out at that moment, like just as I'm about to zip up my dress, like I start my period. And I was like, great, this is gonna be a wonderful day. That throws off a lot of things for me personally, for like eating cake, for drinking, for dancing, for being comfortable. And I was just like, of course, why not? This is gonna happen. So I was upset, and then I also kind of like just said, well, what will be will be. I can't control this. So after that, I finished getting dressed, and I was just kind of, for that ceremony, it was nice in a sense that I just kind of put everything in my parents' hands, you know? And coming down the staircase and seeing everybody there, it was really nice. And it felt, actually that moment felt a lot more warm to me, literally and figuratively, than the next day walking down the aisle. But it felt nice, and to see you there and to just have you like kind of anchored, that was really beautiful. I liked being able to at least have a tradition from back home, because I don't have a lot of things from back home, and being able to share that with a lot of people who wouldn't normally be in that situation. It was an interesting ceremony emceed by my uncle. And it was fun to just have a lot of people in the space, and it felt like it was a really nice ceremony and party, and to have my brothers there with my friends, and some of them knew each other. It was just such a nice situation, and the food was great, but I did not get any of it. Where I got some, the amarula was flowing, so that was really nice. That night after that was done and the gifts were done, I felt a huge weight lifted, and that really was like a party night. It felt really good, and I was like, okay, we did this, like I just have a little more energy now. I felt so happy. And I felt like, hey, technically we're married now. That's nice. And then the American wedding came, and the stress started again. Because in the morning, it was tough. We stayed up late that night doing all this stuff for the wedding. And I felt so badly because so many people were helping us out. And I had like planned things in my head. This was in the last week when you were busy with school stuff. And so I was trying to just do as much as possible. And I had a lot of people telling me like, you don't have to worry about anything anymore. And I was just like looking at them like, what? You don't know anything. What are you talking about? Because we had all these little details, and there was a lot, not in a TV sense, but there was a lot in our wedding that we weren't leaving up to staff. We didn't have any staff besides the caterers. And so I was really worried when I was looking at the things we had to do and thinking about like, okay, I really, really don't want to be doing anything after like 10 or 11 o'clock because I have to start getting ready so that we can get married and I can be in makeup, and then the female wedding attendants were going to be in makeup too. And I was trying to time things out. I was looking at it like a production schedule, and I was looking at the checklist and thinking, we can't finish it unless everyone gets on my stress level, and everyone's a little too cool right now. So that's how I felt when I woke up, and I woke up really early to try to just set some things out and finish as much work as I could so other people didn't have to do too much stuff. So it was a little stressful, but I felt strong in the morning. And then I was just worried at every moment because I felt like we had planned so much and we really did a lot of work, but there were all these things that just came up. I didn't think about table numbers, other like little things. And I was starting to get a little resentful at certain moments, and that was really hard. And then I was also really thankful because my friends were just like so helpful at every every like step of the way. And I could tell there were definitely moments where they were just making executive decisions, and it was so nice because I could tell they were doing it to try to keep me from being so stressed. And then I got mad because I was like, this isn't supposed to be so stressful. But it was very, very nice around 1 o'clock to say, now it's you, JT. And around that time, it felt so good. I felt it in my chest, kind of open, and then close back up again when I had to put on the dress. But it felt really good to just say, okay, JT, now you take everything on your end, and I'm gonna go just get ready. And Michael was doing like I don't know what it is. He was like, what's his name? Not Littlefinger, the good one, the good-er one than Littlefinger, the other council. It felt like, because I was sitting there after I'd gotten dressed and got my makeup on and finishing things, and Michael would come up and be like, here's like one or two questions, and then I would just answer it, and he would like go make it happen. And Bellman Batch and stuff did stuff like that too, and it was nice to be like, oh, this is great, to sit and just answer the question, and then the person just goes and does something. And then walking down the aisle was, I didn't expect to cry, and I cried, and then I was mad because I knew there was pictures, and I was like, don't. You know, it's a production. I'm like, oh man. And I was so happy because I hadn't seen anything except for looking out the window every once in a while. Oh, I did get very mad at the makeup artist. I got so angry. And we just had to let it go. But I got so mad at the makeup artist because there were five of us getting makeup. And I said, we're just getting eye makeup done because we don't need any fancy stuff. And I know how long makeup takes. Some 20 minutes on everybody's eyes, and I also was looking at how much we were paying and saying, like, I can't afford an extra 2 hours of makeup. And she would assure me that, oh, it'll be fine. But I think in her head it was fine for her to stay, and in my head I was like, we're also losing daylight because the makeup took an extra hour because she didn't mind. But it was hard to explain to her that we wanted to get going. But I'm glad, for the most part, I think it worked out just fine with the timing of the evening. We didn't miss out on too much sunlight for the pictures. And yeah, once I got to the altar and got to do that, I felt much better. And once dinner was done, really once my dad and I finished our dance is the moment that I really started to celebrate. Because I felt like all my homework was done. It was a wonderful day, and I hate pointing out all the stressful moments of it, but I will remember them, you know, so much. And I really, really remember when that switch happened after my dad and I danced, and I was like, oh, I'm breathing. It was good. Then I stayed up till 4.
What were you doing till 4?
Oh, just, you know.
Because I went to sleep at 2.
Yeah. You know, we were messing around with friends. We got video of just some, I don't know what we're doing. We're singing, we're dancing, we were drinking all of my drink. We were eating some leftover cake. We were, I don't know if we played a game. We were just being silly and just hanging out. There was a lot of us, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, what advice would you give your teenage self about weddings and marriage?
I wouldn't say anything about a wedding to my teenage self, except do what you want to do. Because I think people already talk to teenage women too much about a wedding. Like, it is a big occasion, and it was wonderful, but I think if we talk less about it in a certain way, it'll become less of a competition and a weird, I don't know, it is a show of sorts, but I don't want it to be a show that determines your worth as a human being. I feel like that's what's done too much. And I know my teenage self wouldn't be having any of it. Like, oh, you want to talk to me about a wedding? Catch you in 10 years. Not knowing, catch you in 15 years. But about a marriage? I've been married now for 6 weeks, so I'm an expert.
But in 6 weeks?
No. Oh, wait.
6 weeks is just a month and a half.
I've been married for 10 weeks?
Yes. Well, no.
2.5 months? 3.5 months?
2.5, yeah.
I've been married for some months now. And I think I would just tell my teenage self to just stay on the path I'm on and to just enjoy my time. Try to consciously and intentionally just be joyful.
So, two more questions. Mm-hmm. The first is, what are you most grateful for this year of our relationship?
I'm grateful that you didn't leave me. I'm very grateful that we talk. I'm grateful that I feel like our relationship has grown stronger in some of the communication side. I don't think we ever had like a big problem with communication or anything, but I think we're just learning each other still a little bit more. And I like that. I'm very grateful for growth. Because I feel like in our first year, we met, and you're excited to just meet this person and start dating. I hadn't been in any like long-term relationships, and I was impressed with myself and like excited to be in this long-term relationship. And then in the second year, we moved in together and we got engaged. So that was a whole nother, like, growth. And this year, yes, we got married, but there was still some more growth. And I feel like it's been nice to not have stagnant moments. I've been very, very grateful for that. And I hope for that as we continue in our relationship.
So that leads to my last question in terms of your predictions for next year. What will you have accomplished and what will be different in terms of our relationship and where we are?
Predictions. Okay, so what will I have accomplished? By next year, I really want to be done working for these jokers.
Who are these jokers?
Anybody who's not me. Like, I'm really, really learning. That's one of the things I've learned in the difficult way, leaving Chicago. I work really well with people, I think. I don't work well for people. And this is the year, really, that I'm going to be done with all of that. For our relationship, this is going to be our first full tax year together. I mean, last year kind of, but 15 days. So this is for real, for real. And I'm really excited and scared to, like, I'm a competitive person. And we have very, very different types of jobs. But I have a personal goal of my contributions. And I think that's going to be a concrete benchmark. Boring businessy, but that's a goal I want to have achieved, is just to feel better about that. But for our relationship together, I think I just want us to not have stagnant. We can be comfortable, but not comatose, you know? And what will be different? I think we'll feel the differences once we leave our space together. I don't feel like our married life has been too different from the last year of our dating life out when we're just us together. But there's this perception from others, whether they know us well or not, when you meet a married couple or you're in a space with a married couple, life will be different when we visit our families. I think people make certain assumptions about how life has changed, and that because of that life changing around us and the perceptions changing around us, I think that'll have an impact on our relationship. I don't know what predictions to make there, but I really see that that's going to be something that'll be interesting to see, and that'll be different. I've still been introducing you and talking to you, talking about you to basically all people under 40. I call you my partner still. And all people over that, I just call you my husband, because I feel like that's where they're like, what are you talking about, partner? Business? Your what? Your wife? You know, so. Yeah. I think when we're out in the world and married, we'll see some things that are different with how we're treated or how the assumptions people make of us.
Does it bother you that I introduce you as my wife instead of my partner?
No, it doesn't bother me. But I just do that. To avoid some of the perceptions that people will have of me, and how people think my intentions in certain situations will be different. You know, because people make assumptions about women when they're married versus when they're not in a different way than they do about men.
What are some assumptions that you're trying to avoid?
The assumption that people make that every business endeavor I partake in is a hobby. That's like the biggest one. And that, like, it is an achievement to me to be in a intentional romantic partnership with you. But I don't think it's an achievement to get married. Like, to just to have a wedding. Or I don't know. Mm-hmm. Like,
I know what you're saying.
Yeah, and so I just, especially if I'm first meeting somebody, if I care about the conversation we're going to continue having, I don't want to have my identity in someone's eyes start off with every preconception they have about some wife out there, some, you know, married woman.
Are you going to run for president next year?
Well,
you won't be old enough.
That doesn't matter, because I'm an immigrant.
Oh, yeah, that too. Well, no candidate, no presidential run in 2020.
No.
But a fun conversation.
Thank you for having me on your show.
Show?
Yes.
Show.
I'm sorry. Thank you for having me on your program.
You're welcome. I love you.
I love you too, baby.
I'll talk to you next year.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.